Well, let's begin. Welcome to the evening service of Providence Reformed Baptist Church. Let's begin with prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for yourself this night. We thank you that you are God to us. We thank you for your mercies of the day, of the week. We bless you that you are that you crown our days with your mercy, that you give us mercies that we see, that you answer our prayers and call us to yourself. We pray that you would come and meet with us this evening, that you would be pleased to provide for us that which we cannot provide for ourselves, your own presence, your own cheering presence. This evening we pray that you would grant us ability to pray for those things needful, the actual ability to pray, a calling to you to pray. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. If you turn with me to the 142nd Psalm, I just wanted to look at actually a notion that's common there with other scriptures. So we're going to start there and go to the commonality elsewhere. Psalm 142 in the fifth verse is the Psalm of David in the cave. It says, I cried out to you, O Lord. I said, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. And the notion of God himself as the portion for his people is, as I say, a frequent one in the scriptures. First of all, we need to think of the notion of portion because we don't use that term in families in ancient days, certainly in Israel. The head of the household would serve and would serve a portion for each one at the table. You don't think of that fact. Today, I read the story of Joseph and his brothers in Egypt, and we find Joseph providing for his brothers, and they had their portion there in their little area, and Benjamin's portion was many times larger than the rest of the brothers, and so he shared with them, and they all had plenty, but they had a portion. It's not like they had common dishes that they all shared from. They had a portion in their little spot, so to speak, and that's what they had. And a portion then, in the biblical context, is a daily provision. We see in 2 Kings 25 that Jehoiachin, who is the king of Judah, having been captured by Babylon, after some years, the next king of Babylon said to that king, although there were many kings in prison, 2 Kings 25, verses 20-30, says, he spoke kindly to him, gave him a more prominent seat than those of the kings who were with him in Babylon. He changed from his prison garments. He ate bread regularly before the king all the days of his life. And as for his provisions, there was a regular ration given him by the king, a portion for each day, all the days of his life. So the notion of portion is that which is meted out on a regular basis, and that which then supplies your need. And in this particular case, of course, it is multiplied. Not only is it a portion for each day, but this is God himself being that portion. So we have a continuous portion being God himself. And so we see that when David says, from the cave where he is hunted and has basically nothing, that I'm bereft of all things because I've been hunted here, but you are my portion. That's all I really need is you, and you are that portion. We see the same thing in Psalm 73. Asaph says, God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. So David is saying in Psalm 142, God only. And Asaph is saying God himself. Right after that, Asaph says, whom do I have in heaven or earth beside you? And there is none on earth I desire beside you. So the notion of portion says not only God, but God alone. The sense that God is sufficient in that sense, that God is portion, is deep and meaningful and useful for us. And it becomes the basis for prayer and the content of prayer. Notice what David says in Psalm 142. It says, I cried out to you, O Lord. You are my refuge and my portion. So the fact that God himself is my portion is a great deep for the believer, that he really has need of nothing else but God himself, that God is that great. And that is confessed back to God. It is the basis of prayer. That is where we are in relation to God. If God is anything for us, he is everything for us. Whom do I have in heaven or earth beside you? And there is none on earth I desire besides you. And that then not only is the basis for prayer, but the declaration of prayer. The believer is able, from the position of, I don't have anything without you, because you have brought me into a position of relationship with you from nothing, and you are everything that I have need of, and that is declared to God. Now notice that this statement in Psalm 142 is a statement for now. It's a portion for every day. But what about the long term? Psalm 16, David declares that God is our portion forever. Psalm 16, verse 5, it says, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. And Psalm 16, of course, is a psalm of eternity. And I don't want to go through the entire psalm, but God is not only our portion in the land of the living, Psalm 142, but our portion forever. And the two are linked. Not only does God provide for us on a daily basis, and that is our outlook now, but it is our outlook with a vista. So we have God himself and God only, but we have also only God. It's just that everything becomes God first, last, and only. As the apostle says in Ephesians 3, Christ is all, he says there. And on this journey then, the fact that God is the portion for me, and all I have need of and a vista provides a basis now for obedience. Psalm 119, the psalmist here says, "You are my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep your words." The fact of God as my portion has with it an enablement, a sight that I obey him. If he is providing for me, if he is all that I need and I need nothing else, then I have this onus to walk in his ways, the one who is the refuge and my only portion. So the key factor then in so many ways for our life's walk and for our prayer life is in the fact that God is all for us in this portion. And we find this as well in a well-known hymn. I'm just going to close by reading the second verse of a hymn here. "The God of Abram praise, at whose supreme command from earth I rise and seek the joys at his right hand. I all on earth forsake, its wisdom, fame, and power, and him my only portion make, my shield and tower." When God is my portion, then I look to him first, and everything else follows in after that. Let's close this portion of our service with prayer, shall we?